Hello, I'm Alexis, and welcome to the Tea on British Literature. Today, I'm here to spill the tea on author Jane Austen. Jane Austen is my favorite author. I love her independence and defiance to the society rules of the time. I will be using clips from the films Becoming Jane and Pride and Prejudice to help tell Jane's story. Jane Austen was born on December 16, 1775. Her father and mother, George and Cassandra Austen, had six children before Jane. James, George, Edward, Henry, Cassandra, and Francis. Charles was born after her. Jane spent her childhood reading novels, writing, socializing with the neighbors, and attending balls. She had a mix of home education and some time at the Reading Abbey's girls' school. During her homeschooling is when her passion for writing took off. When she was a teen, she wrote three plays. Now to get to the real tea. By 18 years old, Jane decided to be an author for profit.
I understand that our circumstances are difficult, Mum.
There is no money for you.
Surely something could be done.
You will have nothing unless you marry.
Well, then I will have nothing, for I will not marry without affection.
Would you rather be a poor old maid? Ridiculous, despised, the butt of jokes, the legitimate sport of any village lout with a stone and an impudent tongue?
I could live by my
pen. Let's knock that notion on the head once and for all.
When Jane was 20, around 1796, she met Mr. Tom Lefroy.
Miss,
Austen!
Mr. Lefroy!
Yes, I know, but I am alone.
Except for me.
Exactly.
Oh, come! What rules of conduct apply in this rural situation? We have been introduced, have we not?
What value is there in an introduction when you cannot even remember my name? Indeed, can barely stay awake in my presence.
And you are sure I've not offended you?
Jane wrote letters to her sister admitting she was in love with Tom Lefroy. His family intervened because they both didn't have money. Tom admitted in his old age that he was in love with her as well. Jane never married after they separated. No suitor ever measured up to Tom. In December of 1802, Jane received her only known marriage proposal from Harris Bigwither. She accepted the proposal, knowing the marriage would be preferable financially for her and her family. However, the next morning she realized she made a huge mistake and withdrew her acceptance. As Jane has written to her niece, Fanny Knight, anything is to be preferred or endured rather than marrying without affection. This ideology she had was heavily reflected in all of her heroines. Here is a clip from Becoming Jane showing the marriage proposal.
Miss Austen, you may know that I have known you for some considerable time during my visits to Steventon.
The garden is so affecting in this season.
Indeed. The impression you have given me has always
been... Flowers particularly.
What I'm trying to say is that I have a respectable property of 2,000 a year, in addition to even greater expectations as Lady Gresham's heir, to which it may be indelicate to refer.
Oh, indelicate, yes.
It's yours. If we marry, all of it, yours.
Her first work was Sense and Sensibility, released in 1811. Pride and Prejudice was published in 1813. This will become Jane's most memorable work. She reflected moments from her life in this piece. Here is a clip of Elizabeth Bennet denying a marriage proposal from Mr. Collins, which mirrors the marriage proposal from Harris Bigwither. The next two clips are both of Mr. Darcy's proposals to Elizabeth. It is argued that Mr. Darcy is based off of Tom Lefroy.
Dear Miss Elizabeth, almost as soon as I entered the house, I singled you out as the companion of my future life. But before I am run away with my feelings, perhaps I may state my reasons for marrying. Firstly, that it is the duty of a clergyman to set the example of matrimony in his parish. Secondly, that I am convinced it will add greatly to my happiness. And thirdly, that it is at the urging of my esteemed patroness, Lady Catherine, that I select a wife. Nothing remains but for me to assure you in the most animated language of the violence of my affection.
Mr. Collins!
And that no reproach on the subject of fortune will cross my lips once we're married.
You are too hasty, sir. You forget that I have given no answer.
I must add that Lady Catherine will thoroughly approve when I speak to her of your modesty, economy, and other amiable qualities.
Sir, I am honoured, by your proposal, but I regret that I must decline it.
I know ladies don't seek to seem too easy.
Mr. Collins, I am perfectly serious. You could not make me happy, and I'm convinced I'm the last woman in the world who could make you happy.
I flatter myself, cousin, that your refusal is merely a natural delicacy. Besides, you should take into account that despite your manifold attractions, it's by no means certain that another offer of marriage may ever be made to you.
Mr. Collins!
So I must conclude that you simply seek to increase my love by suspense.
Sir?
According to the usual practice of elegant females.
Sir, I am not the sort of female to torment a respectable man. Please understand me, I cannot accept you.
Miss Elizabeth, I have struggled in vain and I can bear it no longer. These past months have been a torment. I came to Rosings with the single object of seeing you. I had to see you. I have fought against my better judgment, my family's expectation, the inferiority of your birth, my rank and circumstance, all these things, and I'm willing to put them aside and ask you to end my agony.
I don't understand.
I love you most ardently. Please do me the honor of accepting my hand.
I couldn't sleep.
Nora, if your feelings are still what they were last April, tell me so at once. My affections and wishes have not changed. One word from you will silence me forever. If, however, your feelings have changed, I would have to tell you. You have bewitched me, body and soul, and I love and love. I love you. I never wish to be parted from you from this day on.
Mansfield Park was published in 1814. Emma was published in 1815. Northanger Abbey was published in 1818 after years of publication battles with different publishers under the working name Susan. Northanger Abbey is the Jane Austen book I like the best so far. I would suggest this novel for someone's first Jane Austen novel. Persuasion was also published in 1818. Lady Susan was the first novel she started writing. It was published by her family in 1871. Her family ended and published two uncompleted novels, The Watsons, published in 1923, and Sedation in 1925. There have been many different television and movie adaptations of her novels, as well as loads of unofficial sequels. There was even two movies about her life, as well as many biographies written. Jane Austen died of illness in 1817 at 41 years old. Today she is more popular than ever. Her works are used in literary studies and classrooms. She was one of a kind. She has quickly become my favorite author, and I now proudly own all of her novels, including the unfinished ones. I cannot wait to read them all. Currently, I have read Pride and Prejudice, Northanger Abbey, and Mansfield Park, Northanger Abbey being my favorite. That's the tea on author Jane Austen, and thank you for joining me. This was Alexis on the Tea on British Literature. See you next time.